Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On the fifth,
what is it? Fifth,
yeah.
Day of Christmas. Seffy and Wing
gave to me consistency. Still, we're thriving.
Consistency.
Look at us go!
How amazing is that?
It's stunning.
We're still here.
We're still here. They're like, fucking go! Oh, leave me alone.
I'm trying to have a good December.
You again. How are you feeling today?
Do we like that as an intro? I mean, we've stuck with it now. I almost think we could do a different Christmas song every day.
Okay.
It's Podmas.
Yeah, I liked the It's Podmas one.
Oh, have I already done that?
Well, I said a few episodes ago, it's Podmas.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You said yeah. It. I've just kind of appropriated that as my own.
I didn't want to say no. It wasn't you. It was me.
I think I've done.
That was my work Podmas. Of genius. Yeah, that was nice. Well, let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah. We're talking about grief.
We are. And reclaiming the festive season, most importantly.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on
just
this?
What you want for Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a huge topic at Christmas. Mm. Like, actually, I went to see a play. This was a few Christmases ago.
Okay.
When I think about, like, grief at Christmas, I went to go... Oh, it's so weird. Like, my mum was like, right, on Christmas Eve, let's go see this play. It was called The Last Christmas With You.
Oh, God.
And it was the most depressing thing. Every single member of it was so tiny. Like, it was the smallest, most intimate play I've ever been to. Everyone in the audience was crying.
They were doing it just for you.
And it was like, this is the last Christmas
with you.
With you.
That's so sad.
Isn't the most depressing thing you've ever
she
heard?
She was trying to tell you
and
something.
And we all came out and we were like, I wanted to leave at the interval.
Wow.
And then we had an argument in the car on the way back. Like,
of course
why
you did.
The fuck did you take us to that? And she was like, I didn't know what it would be.
Okay, fair enough. That's so fair.
It's totally
fair. Yeah. I mean, Last Christmas With You, maybe. She could have been fair.
Good play, but
yeah,
absolutely
shout
harrowing.
Out to everyone in the play.
Yeah, no, it was great, but oh my God.
I keep saying it's a tough season, isn't it?
It really is. I think that's why people have been, I think, so nice about Podmas. Like, we've had a lot of messages being like, oh, I really needed this, like,
yeah.
Now. I feel like because there's so much emphasis on like who you have and how long they're gonna be here and like almost celebrating like the people you love. I think oh, it's a fucking hard time.
It is, yeah, really.
So to have some company, I hope, is helping.
Oh my God, more than anything. It's actually the biggest honour of my life. I'm not even joking.
Oh, it goes without saying.
It's really nice. Yeah, Christmas...
Are you...
Oh, go on. Okay. No, take it away.
I was going to say, are you nervous for Christmas in any way? Like, are you nervous in like a grief kind of way for Christmas at all?
Well, you know what? I think this is my first year where I'm like, I think I'm reclaiming the festive season. Like, I feel really good about it. I've been really festive.
Oh, divine.
I feel like I've really worked to turn Christmas and like turn the end of the year into something that works for me. Because yeah. I definitely grew, so I had a childhood experience of Christmas. Oh my God, something what? Spilled down the sofa. Oh, Christmas is ruined!
No, not the sofa.
It's all right. What the fuck?
The world's most stunning
that?
Sofa.
Is that fucking custard? Now everyone's being sick.
I just took a sip of my drink when you said that. Custard. I thought you were going to say shit. I thought it was going to be dog shit.
Custard.
Custard.
Like, whose grandma has been sitting on my sofa spilling
there's
custard?
There's rice pudding all over the sofa.
Yeah, I had really beautiful Christmases as a child, like a baby child. And then it got to a certain age where things really, really changed and took a really, really hard, sharp turn where I didn't really have Christmas for a good few years, which is really confusing as a child to like be spending Christmas on your own in your room. And like,
I remember you saying once that you ate McDonald's on Christmas.
Yeah, I got a McDonald's.
I think that particularly hits hard, like you're in your room eating McDonald's.
Yeah.
It was really, really polarized. Like the image of like what Christmas Day is quote unquote supposed to be.
And I think that was hard for me as well, because I'd had lovely Christmases. I was really lucky, like as a kid I like had I knew what that day was supposed to be
you
for me.
You knew what you were kind of missing.
I knew what I was missing 100%, which I look back and I'm like, guys, that is fucking out of order. Like, not to call out a parent, but bad move, big mistake.
Big mistake, huge.
So it's taken me a few years, and also I've had loads of lovely Christmases with my boyfriend and his family, who are the best, which is really, really nice. But it's still taken me like a long time, I think, to settle into the fact that the end of the year just looks different for me. And that I think I've been mourning my childhood, even mourning relationships that I've had that are now different or that I don't maybe have anymore, just settling into what the end of the year is going to be for me as an adult and for the rest of my life, and just trying to make the most of that now. And now I feel like this year I've honestly had the best time and I feel really good, and nothing really has like happened, I guess, in particular. I just feel like I've settled into the new mindset of, I guess it's just giving yourself the permission to give yourself a good Christmas. It's like, I'm not waiting for Santa to turn up and give me loads of presents.
Nobody's coming Harry,
like no one. It's just, if I'm waiting around for, I don't know, something that isn't going to exist, like a version of a family that doesn't exist for me to come and save Christmas, it's not happening. But I feel like I've really made an effort over the past couple of years, and this year I'm just feeling really good and festive and excited and just happy with where I'm at.
And kind of designing your own Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, I do think, almost, what have you been doing to get you in that? Because I know you've been watching Christmas movies.
Oh, I have. I really have.
And you have been doing some festive things, I think.
Because
when I say, what are you doing later? You say, doing festive things. Making mince pies. What are you up to?
So vague. None of your beeswax.
Doing festive things.
I'm doing festive things. None of your business.
It sounds amazing. Wrapping presents. You're quite serious about wrapping presents as well.
I am. Yeah, I've been wrapping some
fucking
presents.
Serious.
I've been buying presents, which is nice. It's just a nice, I don't know. Been watching
What's
Christmas
the best
films.
Present you've got someone? Can you say?
Oh my god, let me think. I'm not feeling that confident in my presents this year. I will say, actually,
at least you've got them.
I've got something for you.
Have you?
Not for Christmas, for your, I guess it's for Christmas and your birthday. Sorry, I'm gonna do a joint thing. And I'm so excited about that.
I love presents so
it's
much.
It's like, so silly, but I love it. And I've been thinking about it a lot over the past few months, to be honest.
Fucking hell, I like need it now. Can I have a hint?
No.
Oh my god, it kills me.
But we'll talk about it on the podcast.
That's really fucking fun.
But I'm not even feeling like, oh my god, I've bought amazing presents or anything. I'm just feeling like I'm making an effort with myself. Like, I'm having my morning coffee in a Christmassy mug.
In the most obscenely Christmas mug
like
I've ever
so
seen.
So tacky. It's like insanely like kitsch and
it's
insanely
gigantic.
Yeah,
it's essentially a gingerbread house with tea in.
It's really cute. I've been having my advent calendars in the morning. I'll be like,
that's
sat
fun.
For example, editing these Podmases, I'll have like a Christmas episode of New Girl on in the background, obviously on mute, but like
just for the visuals.
It's like, get Nick Miller in my house. I'm just really amping it up.
That is so
shamelessly
fun.
I'm just indulging myself,
which is exactly what you should do.
Yeah, it is. If that's what you feel like doing, just go for it.
If you don't,
because
feel
like, as well, I think I couldn't have had like the worst Christmas of my life and then the next year be like, oh, let's get the stockings out, oh, Christmas episode of like New Girl on, like, it doesn't really work. I think it has taken time to unlearn and like reappropriate what Christmas and the end of the year means to me. I also am feeling a bit cringe in myself. Like, I keep saying, can I be honest? I keep saying to my boyfriend and my dog, I'm like, are we a family?
But 100%.
Which is so cringe, but it's like, yeah, we are a family.
Why would you not be?
Why would you not be, I guess?
You live in a house together.
Yeah, he comes to bed with it. Of course we're his family. Like, we are a family.
Yeah, of course. Goes without saying.
So I think just feeling a bit more like, oh, I'm almost like, I'm the mum.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not the baby anymore. Should we play mummies and daddies? It's like, yeah, I think I'm the mummy now.
Definitely.
Guys, I am joking.
But it's like, you can't leave him in his room eating McDonald's on Christmas Day. You've got to get stockings out.
God, I would never.
No.
My kids are going to be absolute nightmares. I think they're going to be spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm. Do you think?
No, I think they might be a bit Charlie Bucket.
Well, like mother, like son.
I can't help it.
No, I think if you were really rich, say you were a multi-millionaire.
Jesus.
Even a millionaire, to be honest. Yeah, you've even got 100 quid in the bank, imagine. and you had kids, would you take them on like amazing holidays, and would you buy them loads of presents and all of this stuff, or would you want them to, like, basically, I feel like a lot of like millionaires would be like, oh, my kid doesn't get to come on this fucking amazing resort holiday, like, I want them to understand the worth of money, essentially. Mm. And not be like basically, you've got to go get a job in a pub now, like, you've got to go and do all of these things that teach you how to be a human. Or would you want to kind of let them have this lavish life?
I think it's important for me that I would want to show my kids absolutely the value of money, and that if they are super, super privileged, what the realities of like normal life would be like. But I also think it would be important for me to show my kids the lesson of like generosity between loved ones.
Yeah, and like safety and security.
And safety and security. I know what it's like to like grovel and be so nervous about how you're going to pay your rent or how you're going to afford your food. And I don't think it's...
Big time.
That's not something I would want to withhold from my own children if I had the ability to do that. Like, absolutely not. I wouldn't want to go on holiday and leave my kid at home. I'd like to think that I would enjoy my kid's company
wanting to be there with them. That was almost the most recent example I've heard of where people are like, well, I go away with my family, with my husband or whatever, but yeah, my kids, they didn't fucking earn this, they don't get to do this, which I think that is fucking bold. Like, that's a bold thing.
I think that is really bold. Why do you bring them to this earth then?
Do you know who that was? One of our good friends told us that. We both know them, but I don't know if... I'm not going to mention names because I don't know if people want this. But it was she was from Dragon's Den. What's her name? She did like a crafting company. I believe her name is Sarah or Sarah. She told one of our friends she was like, I don't take my kids on holidays with me because they didn't earn this money, and I want to teach them. Like, I think she's from quite a working class background, and was like, look, they don't get to go on fucking 5-star resort holidays, which I kind of get. I thought it was super interesting.
It is interesting. I think for me personally, it's like, there are easier ways for me to show people the value of money than like make them feel
unwanted.
I don't want to be like a dick to my kids. Like, part of why I would want to have a lot of money is to take care of my family.
Exactly.
I wouldn't get enjoyment from that. Like, what even is that? I don't know.
I just think
the last thing I would want on earth is for my kids to be spoiled, I have to be honest.
I think that's really important. Like, when I look at people that have just known wealth their whole lives,
it's
not looking good for them. It's really not looking good for them. They're really out of touch. They're only friends with people that are similar.
Yeah, but they don't fucking care. They're laughing all the way to the bank. What do they care if they're out of touch?
No, but I wouldn't want to not like my kids.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, God, no.
It's like, I don't want to raise people like that.
No.
So I do think it's important to be you have to go and do all of this fucking shit. Like, you don't just get to have this fucking... Also, I'm assuming I'm going to be fucking minted. Don't know where the money's coming from. Realistically, we're not going on holiday, we're going camping in Wales like I did. But I don't know, I just think I'd want to really have kids that got it and were not fucking idiots.
I don't want to be living the succession life. I think it's not possible for my kids. Like, their family is like, even if I am some sort of millionaire, apparently.
Yeah.
The rest of their family isn't. So they're going to look at like their cousins and their aunties and their uncles and whoever else and know that that's what normal life looks like. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not embedded enough in that culture right now.
Yeah, but you're not a millionaire yet. You
think I'm
going
to become a millionaire and like, I'm never going to speak to you again?
If you're becoming a millionaire, I fucking hope I am. Where's my half
gone? If I'm a millionaire, you're a gazillionaire. I know that much.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, how are you? What's your relationship to grief and reclaiming the festive season? Let us in.
I mean, it's changed in the last year. Ironically, when I saw the play The Last Christmas with You, we were all thinking about my granddad. We were all like, okay, our granddad's gonna die. It's not looking good. And we were like, okay, this is our last Christmas with him. Then COVID happened, so we actually didn't spend Christmas with him. And then the next Christmas, he had died before that. So it was like, actually, it was The Last Christmas with You. So the play was actually
I was gonna say you're trying to make a joke, but it's actually really sad.
yeah. So I think my relationship to grief and I think also when I was preparing myself for like, okay, your granddad's gonna die soon, I really had this image of like, this is quite dark and bleak, but I really had an image of like the empty seat at the Christmas table, like there's a seat missing here,
where
like
someone should be. Yeah.
I think I really had that image of like, as if we were gonna like set a seat for him and like put his favorite scarf on that chair. And like, he's like, obviously there's not an empty seat, we're not trying to live in misery. But I think I was really, really, really scared for like that Christmas, because I've always spent every Christmas at my grandparents' house, and like with all my cousins and stuff as well. And I think I was really scared for like, I mean, I've spoken a little bit about my grandparents' house before to you. But I don't think I've ever spoken on the podcast, but like that it's filled with like portraits, like there's almost like, we all sit under a fucking, like it's the ultimate kind of upper middle class house in Surrey sort of thing, and it is, we all sit on a long table, and at the end of the table there's a huge portrait of my grandma's dad, who was like a headmaster at a school, and we all sit under that, like it is, and there's
that
a
is insane
port- it's insane.
It's insane.
It's a really,
it's
like, it has a very I don't know, like it's just so upper middle class, like
almost if that was a film, the house would be the character. Jesus,
the house is the character.
The house
to
is
me.
The character.
The house is the
yeah.
main character in my life. Like almost when I read a book, and it's like it's in the house. It's my grandma's kitchen, sort of thing. Like it's a real.
Do you
like,
have dreams there? I always have dreams in my childhood home, my dad's house. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's everything. It's just such a like, almost I know every hiding spot in that house from all the games of hide and seek in that house, sort of thing.
I think that's like, such an interesting thing. Like, where do your dreams play out? Like, if you often are somewhere in a dream, like I'm often in my dad's house, and it's like, I don't even question it. It's like as if I live there, but I don't. Yeah. And I haven't for a long time.
I sometimes have it in my French exchanger's house.
Wow. Yeah. God, that made an impact on you.
I think I was just terrified. But like, there are a lot of portraits. Like, there are portraits of my granddad, like as a child, and things like that. Like every, like these huge paintings. So I think I was kind of scared to go in, and like it's all
be
his fucking. He's everywhere in the house, and like, oh my god, he's not here on Christmas Day, and all of that. And I don't really know why the significance of Christmas Day was a big thing, but I think when people think of grief, it's like, oh my god, Christmas! Like, what's going to happen at Christmas? And actually, last Christmas was the first Christmas without him, and I was convinced I was going to spend the whole day crying, or that I was even going to have a moment of like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
And I actually didn't. Like, the day came and went, and it was just a really nice day. Like, there was an awareness that he wasn't there, but also it wasn't what I was fearing at all. And I've had way more kind of, I mean, I go to my grandma's all the time, and I'll cry randomly at the table when she says a random thing, but it's not
what you thought it would be.
Yeah, it's not what I thought at all.
Yeah,
there was not the significance of Christmas, and I think the fear of like, it's Christmas, makes it so much worse than the reality.
I think in situations like that as well, you're also having a shared experience, which is always better, I think. Like, it has its own challenges, because then it brings up new dynamics and like issues, but it also brings a lot of just love.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit teary-eyed. I don't really know why.
I know why.
Well, like, because you're talking. Yeah, I know why. Yeah. I'm really sorry.
Do you? No. Oh my god. No, don't dare. What do you want to do? Do you want to take a...
No, I'm fine. I'm actually fine. I was almost just like, God, I almost... I don't know why I didn't think of it in grief and fucking Christmas, obviously.
It just is a lot. It just is a lot.
Just weird times.
But thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
I think a lot of people can relate to feeling nervous about even just family events, to be honest, or like big things with that people you haven't seen in a while. Right, let's take a minute.
Yeah, can we take a break? Sorry.
Yeah. No, never. Never, never, never. That was amazing, though.
Also, my friend is literally in the process of moving out, like, her stuff right now. Her parents are going to walk in and be like, what the
she's gonna come
freak
in and say
is
bye.
Going on in here?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Right, let me just wipe these.
This is a fun episode as well.
Oh, my God, it's so fun.
It's fun and festive and jingle jangle.
Yeah. Can you hear them walking upstairs?
Are they coming right now?
No, no, no. They're, like, moving her stuff up and down the stairs.
No!
No, no, no. Right, I'm all good. I'm all good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of hesitation around... It just feels... To be honest, there's a lot of hesitation around things like New Year even. Like New Year's Eve. What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
There's
like
a lot events of pressure around New Year's Eve, isn't there?
There's so much pressure. There's so much pressure.
I feel like everyone I speak to hates New Year's Eve. Everyone's like, oh, what are we doing? I hate it. So why do we do this then?
It's really annoying.
I haven't ever spoken to anyone that's like, I fucking love New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I don't particularly like it. Do you like it, really?
I like it when I'm having a good one, and I don't like it when I'm having a bad one.
I can't really picture one that, like, I've had neutral ones or just, like, the ones that have been, like, good. But I can't really picture one. Like, for example, Christmas, it's like, that was a fucking good Christmas. Or, like, that Halloween, that was a fucking good Halloween. Or good birthday or whatever. I haven't had a New Year's Eve that sticks in my head of like, that was sick.
Well, I think it's around that time. Like, I really do feel like the end of the year and the start of a new year is such an overwhelming time that I then almost, and then you kind of go into the grey of like January, February, where you're like adjusting to the fact that you're apparently in a new year, whatever that means.
Like, and like, it objectively means fucking nothing.
Fucking nothing. You have no plans, no money, and everything is just so grey and like
grey
bleak.
January.
And yeah, it's like no wonder you're wiping that from your memory because you're fucking processing what the fuck has happened.
Yeah.
But I feel like going in with pressure really sucks the fun out of things.
I mean, there's nothing that's gonna suck the fun out of anything.
Like
adding some like stress to it.
Yeah.
Like this has to be good.
Even
well, it's gonna be bad then.
Even should we say even the end of like you leaving London, like you're about to move, and
tomorrow.
A couple of days ago you were so ill and like a bit upset about feeling like you hadn't made the most of the end of your time there.
I was really upset. Like I was almost, as we all know, I keep saying, I never really get ill, and I got ill. I had flu.
Shut about it, fucking hell.
And I'm never going to shut about it. It was
a
crazy
curse.
Also, like, it's actually particularly rude for me to say this to you because you're ill, I would say, once a month.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I am.
So, like, it was just one of those things where I was like, oh my God, it's my second to last week in London. I'm wasting it. Like, I don't want to...
Valid feeling.
I don't want to have left London and then just be like, oh, I didn't make the most of it. But I actually feel like I have... I basically have no other option than to, like, relax into it. You can't. You're fucking ill.
Devil's night.
But since being better, oh my God, I've had a blast. So I just think...
She's had the best time.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. So I almost think I'm more at peace with the idea of leaving London now. And also, it's so arbitrary to put this thing of like leaving London.
It's exactly. Like, it's like, it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. I'll be back in January. Like, as in, I'll come and visit in January. I'm not going to leave
the
house.
So you'll still be in the south. Like, you'll still be in the south, right?
Yeah, I'll be in the south. But also, like,
I feel like
I'm going to be
life
all over
is
the place.
Just everyone's like you're probably just going to be in London like once twice a week.
Who I just don't know. I think it's just I'm moving more into an unknown thing.
Yeah.
I know
new
what
realm.
I'm doing. I've got 5 weeks planned, but other than that,
woohoo!
Which I'm really excited for, but like other than that, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I think that's what I need. I need a bit of fun and like and unknown. But I definitely think leaving something that is known and safe and stunning feels like
scary.
God, well, you need to make the most of it, and like whilst you've got this, but it's like, oh fuck off, like it's not really an issue, is it? Like,
is there anything that you do or like, because I know the other day you were like, I'm not really like, I haven't felt festive yet, like I feel like behind
not at all.
Or whatever. Yeah, is there anything you want to do? Yeah,
did I mention I've been ill? I haven't felt festive.
Yeah, is there anything that you, or even that you could like advertise to like try and introduce into your life a bit of fun, or if someone's trying to make the end of the year a bit more bearable, What are some fun little, like, just nice things you can do for yourself?
Go to the cinema on your own.
Stunning.
It's the ultimate thing you can fucking do. It's the fucking ultimate thing you can do. Go on your own. Right, okay, so you've got like a day.
Oh god, I love it.
There's, yeah. It's like cold outside. Stunning. Everyone's fucking busy god, for really some reason. Everyone's up to their own shit. Thank the fucking Lord. You've mm-hmm. got a day on your own. You can so just good. Be like, what do I want to do? Okay, so your options are you can fucking scroll TikTok all day or you can go to the fucking cinema on your own. Those are the only two options in life. Go to the cinema on your own.
A day in Seffi's head.
Go and see the menu.
Stunning.
It was so good. I really loved it. I'm really excited to see it again. Go and
why
see
on your
menu.
Own, do you think?
I think it's a different level of commitment to yourself. Going with someone else, fucking stunning. Going on your own, wow, you've dedicated, you've decided what you want to do.
Yeah.
Go with someone if you want, but also go on your own. Go twice a day, back to back it.
Yeah. Pay for one ticket and sneak into all the other screens.
Yeah, I believe in the office they call it second halving. They're like, we're second yeah, half spamming off. They say, I don't know yeah. what that is.
I would also say, if you're really, as I always say, nowhere to push, but if you're yeah. feeling really brave and festive, if there's something that's been tainted for you, try and slowly reclaim it.
Go on, that sounds stunning.
It's very bold, but I think, well, I think there are certain things, you know, people in life, we all do it, withhold certain pleasures from ourselves. Like,
always. That's all we do. I think that's the human condition. Almost, you want to do fun things, but every bit of guilt
for some reason
and, like,
you're not allowed.
Conditioning you've had is just like, they're so shameful, I can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, I couldn't possibly have a toffee apple every
why
day, even though it's my favourite food. I mean, I can't source them, like, unless I'm going to make them for myself. Well,
do you know what? I was actually talking about this an hour ago. My brother eats mince pies all year round. He fucking loves them.
Oh my god, they're so stunning. Where does he get them from?
Is he has a mince pie and he adds extra meat, mince meat to it. Like, he has a jar of mince meat that he puts on top of his mince pie.
Wow, so he really
loves them. And it's almost like, why can you only have those at Christmas?
Well, I can't find them. So where's he getting them from?
He makes
them. Like, after January. Oh my god.
He bakes mince pies.
Can you get him to make me some? Genuinely. I'll actually pay him. Now I know he'll do it if I pay him.
He loves it. He makes them really good as well.
God, okay.
But I don't like mince pies.
I love mince pies. And it's always a thing that, yeah, my boyfriend will, like, try and get me, like, a good few boxes towards the end of, like, December, January, and, like, hold on to them, because after that you can't get them in the supermarket.
I also knew my friend loved cream eggs. She loves cream eggs, but I didn't know this. You can only get them at Easter, apparently.
Yeah, or in a box of Heroes for Christmas.
Of course. But so,
but yeah, it's
in the Easter
limited
season,
edition.
She would get a shoebox and buy out all of the cream eggs in the vicinity and fill the shoebox with cream eggs. And it's like, that's
stock
fucking
up.
Genius. You love cream eggs. What, you're going to go through fucking
dedicate
11 months
it.
Of the year without them?
Why would you? Yeah,
why
honestly.
Would you do
why
that?
Why should you?
You shouldn't. You should not
You shouldn't
do that.
Be without it. You shouldn't
you
be without
them.
The things that you love. Yeah, prove it.
Eat them.
Buy them all.
Get a shoebox and fill it to the brim.
Yeah, I think if there are just small things that maybe, like, you're nervous to do, or you feel like, oh, I can only do that with, like, other people, or that was our thing that we used to do, or little things that, like, you for some reason think it's, like, a bit sad to do it on your own on a random day in December.
What
I think
would you
do
find
it.
Sad to do on your own?
I think people maybe, like, would watch a Christmas film, like, only with, like, friends or family.
Got it,
or
yeah.
Just any, or
oh,
like have
God.
A roast dinner. It's like, just
God,
cook yourself a roast dinner if you're into
all.
That.
Oh,
yeah,
you
I
can watch
so.
A Christmas movie in June on your own on a sunny summer's day.
Yeah. Okay, let's leave it there.
Oh, stunning. Okay, cool.
Right, well, see you fucking later.
What is it again?
Congratulations
on the Podmas.
On the Podmas. It really is, because we're smashing them out these
oh,
days.
Oh, we fucking are. Congratulations on the Podmas, genuinely, by the way.
Congratulations on the Podmas. We're killing it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.